Randy.
Hey, Randy, is this a better time for you?
I'm driving right now, but at least I can talk. I was trying to get to the office before you called me back.
Okay, well, I still have quite a bit of information to fill out, so we could chat while you're driving if you're on hands-free.
I am. He doesn't have the name registered, and he wants me to register the name and get a actual company phone number instead of his cell phone for the company.
We include a Google call tracking number, so he doesn't have to have his personal cell phone number out there. We can include it'll be like a business line that'll forward everything directly to his cell phone. He doesn't have to pay for a separate line unless he wants to.
No, I'm sure he doesn't. He just told me to make sure I register the name before the advertising goes out and to get him a regular phone number so that all these calls don't go to his cell phone.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Yeah, so the advertisement isn't going to go out until we have everything verified with Google and all that. So you have time for that for sure. But we include the Google call tracking number just to make sure that everybody has, you know, protection for their personal information, because a lot of guys are in that same boat, like where they start out with just their cell phone or whatever, you know, and then they need that. Yeah.
So what do we need to do?
Well, for account purposes, I have the phone number that I have on file right now is the 937-307-8531. Is this the number the clients are going to be calling?
That's correct.
Okay. And then the business address, I have it 6460.
Wait a minute. Give me that phone number again.
It's the number you and I are speaking on, 937-307-8531.
Yes, that is correct. Forgive me, I'm multitasking right now.
Be safe.
I am.
That's
just doing a lot of different things at the same time.
I understand.
Okay, yeah, that's the correct phone number.
Okay, and then the business address, I'm assuming, is a home office at 6460 GORSUCH Road.
Come on, you're not going to try that one?
Gorsuch. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I just, you know, had to get it out. Get it out first. Is that that's a home office, right?
That is correct.
Okay, so we'll keep the physical address hidden on Google. That way, it'll protect your guys' proprietary information. They won't have his physical address either, okay?
Thanks.
That way, everything's kept. Oh, it's a very nice property, too. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
All the equipment. The big thing is the equipment that people like.
Yeah, well, it's just a beautiful property. You just don't need the crazies showing up for any reason. You know, they're very strange folks. hours of operation, when do you guys want the phone calls?
7 to 7.
Monday through Friday?
No, Saturday, Monday through Saturday.
Saturday, you got it. Is there any 24-hour emergency service available?
No.
Okay. And then do you have a logo for the company or do you need one?
I need one. That's one of the things he was working on that didn't get going.
That's okay. We can include one. No worries. Do you guys have some before and after photos of your work, or do you want me to use stock photos?
We do. For your purpose, use stock photos to begin with.
Okay.
Then we'll implement some as we go. I think to get it off the ground would just be best to streamline things and get yours. Use theirs.
Okay. First, please. Here we go. You do want the call tracking phone number is a yes. This is a yes. Okay. Okay. And then for the company, tell me about the services, Randy. What all do you guys want to be coming up for? What's the bread and butter?
The bread and butter is line striping.
Okay.
Parking lot line striping. We do seal coating, both pressure and soft wash.
Okay.
And that's what we do.
Do you do patches and repairs with the seal coating as well?
Do patches, no real repairs, just patches.
Okay.
While we're talking, I've gotten three other calls. Can you believe that? And this is our good season.
I can. Are you doing, with the pressure wash and the soft wash, are you doing like full exterior home cleaning?
Yeah, roof and exterior.
Perfect. You got me. I was going to go roof next. Roof cleaning. Porches, decks, sidewalks, driveways, expenses, all that?
That is correct.
Patty.
Now, this logo you come up with, are we allowed to use that on our stationery and business cards?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. They're going to have a client onboarding. Any ideas you guys have for logo, any colors, anything like that, you get to go over that, and then they're going to go ahead and come up with something for you, okay?
Okay.
Let me verify that I have the proper spelling for your name, R-A-N-D-Y. And I believe yesterday you said your last name is A-N-K-E-Y. Is that correct?
A-N-K-N-E-Y.
A-N-K-N-E-Y.
That is correct.
Okay. There we go. Make sure I have proper info. Okay. Get this going here. All right. Got that. And then are you offering any are you offering for commercial with the pressure washing and power washing as well?
Commercial is about 70% of our business.
Okay.
Residential is about 30%.
Got it. Properties. The spelling isn't working for me again this morning. You have to get it somewhat close or spell check's not going to pick it up, you know?
I rely on spell check religiously.
Well, if your fingers are slipping off the keys incorrectly, you get a couple extra letters in there. The spell check doesn't have any idea what's going on, you know?
That happens a lot with our name for some reason.
Does it?
Not certified ink name.
Oh, let's see here. Did you already start the Facebook page for the company?
Let me think. Did I? No, I didn't.
Okay.
I could be lying about that, but I don't think
That's
I did.
Okay.
I looked into it, but I don't think I registered anything.
Okay. Yeah, so you have a personal page, right? A personal Facebook page?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So the business page is built as a derivative of the personal page. What'll happen is during client onboarding, they'll get access to your personal page and they'll build the business page and they're kept separate. It's not like here's Randy and his beautiful family and then here's, you know, a certified lot maintenance. It's not interacting and intertwined. It's just the requirement for Facebook. You have to have at least a personal page in order to build the business page. And we go in and take care of all that heavy lifting for you. So you don't have to worry about it. Let's see here. Do you have business license and insurance for the company?
Insurance, we're in the process of getting that's part of registering the name.
Okay.
To get it.
So
I'll be contacting the state today and getting that, but it is insured.
Perfect. And for us to begin the verification process, you just send over that insurance document, and that's perfectly fine. They'll go ahead and allow us to verify that and get that moving forward while you're working on the licensing. I'm going to go ahead and put that in here. Working on licensing today. Okay. As personal. Okay. And the radius that we're targeting, you have up to 50 miles to play with. Do you want to stick around?
I don't want to go from 50.
Right.
I want to go 20.
Right.
So you're saying I'm buying up to 50 is what you're saying.
We block it off for up to 50-mile radius. We're not going to work with any of your competitors for a 50-mile radius. Whether or not you serve 50 miles is up to you.
Okay, no, I don't want my crews going an hour there and an hour back.
It's tough business. It really is. What forms of payment do you guys accept from your clients? Cash, check, credit card, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Cash App?
Venmo and cash and credit card. For companies, we do checks, but not individuals.
Okay, business checks. All right, we've got all of that. And then I need to schedule the client onboarding for you. This conversation is a 20 to 30 minute phone call where the technician is going to verify the information. They're going to go ahead and purchase the domain for the website and get all the information squared away that we need in order to push the account out and begin the process. if you're booked today or busy today, we can schedule it for tomorrow or any day after we're available. Appointments start as early as between 10 and 11 a.m. and the last one is between 6 and 7 p.m. So, and that's all Eastern Standard Time. So it's up to you.
I've got Friday.
Okay.
Well, either way, I've got to squeeze it in. You said about 30 minutes.
It takes about 20, 30 minutes, but what we do is we block off an entire hour in case the tech is finishing up with the client in front of you. So say we set the appointment for between 12 and 1, and if we're finishing up with the guy in front of you, we might not call you until 12:17. You know, it just depends on when we're done with the guy in front of you. We always try to call right on the dot, but that's why we block off the hour, is because we can't promise every moment that we're going to call at that exact second, you know?
I understand. Okay, so let's do Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock.
You got it. Let me lock that in here for you. Okay. You're going to see an email come through that's going to say local / CI for client interview, EN for English. It will have your first and last name.
George is going to be back here. Mm-hmm. That's too far away, though. Never mind. Okay. I was just thinking he could handle that, but he won't be back for another week. But never mind.
Okay. Yeah. And we can always add George to everything as well. I'll get his information from you in just a second here. This client interview is going to come from our 877 phone number. 1 hour before the appointment, you will get a text and an email reminder, Randy, that's going to say, client onboarding is coming in the next hour from our 877 phone number. If for any reason you were unable to keep that appointment time, please just let us know so that we can reschedule you as quickly as possible, okay?
Okay.
And then what is George's last name?
Same, A and K anyway.
Oh, okay. And this phone number is the best phone number to reach him at.
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. Partners. Okay, I've got that. Let me put this in. Friday. 2-2. Okay. And then are you going with the 6-month contract or are you going with the month to month?
No, 6 months. It's a waste of money to do the month by month.
Okay. You're very smart for that. Let me see here. Okay. We've got that. And then I am including...
And then I'll tell you right now, he's going to be doing the 3 months after the 6 months.
Okay. I'll put you in for a call. I'm going to put you in for a call from me directly, plus you have all my contact information. So I will be the one to call and reset that next 3-month contract for you. I'll be reaching out to re-up that for you so you don't have to worry about it, okay?
Okay.
Let me go ahead. I'm adding in the fancier site. I'm just trying to figure out where they put the click for it because I like to give you guys the best of the best. Okay, perfect. We've got that. Okay, beautiful. Just waiting for it to upload here, and then we're going to go like this. Did you get to your destination?
No, I've got about another 40 minutes to go.
Okay. All right. So for this, are you ready to go over the billing information or do you need to get to your destination first?
So billing, you said you needed a credit card?
Correct.
Okay, that's what I'm rushing to get the credit card. That's at the office.
Okay.
So.
All right. No worries. I'll call you back give you like an hour, get time to get, you said 40 minutes to get there, plus you want to make sure that you know, have time to get in and everything. So
well,
an hour is good for you?
Other phone calls. So an hour is good, yeah.
Okay, perfect.
I'll have the credit card in front of me and we'll proceed.
All right. Sounds like a plan, my friend. I'll talk to you then.
Now, this is going to be an LLC. Does that matter?
Oh, it's up to you. It's completely up to you. If you want me to put LLC onto it, a certified lot maintenance, LLC onto the business name, we can absolutely do that.
It really doesn't need to. I was just wondering if it mattered to you guys.
Nope, it doesn't matter to us. It's just really, truly a matter of preference for our clients if they want it to show or not.
That just confuses people, so no.
Okay. It really does. But a lot of people don't realize that.
Simpler the better. Okay,
yeah,
well, anyway, that's our philosophy anyway.
All right. I'll talk with you in just an hour, and we'll get you squared away. Okay, Randy?
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Bye.